www.thebiblecollection.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
And I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do today. Because he told me 2 weeks ago, he said, get ready for miracle signs and wonders. Going to be a miracle signs and wonders healing service. And I'm saying to him all this time, so what are you going to do, Lord? What are you going to do? Because if you don't come, we ain't going to have any fun. Amen. So let's invite the Holy Ghost right now. You ready? Holy Spirit, we invite you into the service today. Take over the service. Take over absolutely everything. Have your way, Father God. We submit and surrender and we yield to your will. And we know your will is to heal your people and touch their lives and change everything for the better. And so we ask you to come. We welcome you here. We speak your word. And we thank you, Lord, we release your spirit. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. Amen. Now let's make a faith statement before you sit. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We will never be the same because God's word is living and is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's the word of God and the spirit of God that's able to change man. Think about it. What changed you from sinner to saint? The word of God and the spirit of God.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that the facts?
Yes, that's right.
What's going to change you getting over all the situations in your life? The word and the spirit. What's going to get you healed? The word and the spirit. Amen. What about faith? Well, faith teaches you about the word. Or the word teaches you about faith. So it's the word and the spirit. Amen. You know, someone said just recently that if the Holy Spirit was taken out of the earth today, that most churches would continue operating without even knowing it. You know what? We laugh at that, but that's a very, very sad statement I just made. I mean, it's horrendous. If the Holy Spirit was taken out of the church, out of the world today, a lot of churches, I'd say the majority of churches, would not even recognize that it's happened.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of churches don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. A lot of churches don't believe in a lot of stuff. But it's the Holy Spirit that does anything of value. I tried doing things of value without the Holy Spirit and it amounted to nothing like nothing. But when the Holy Spirit is involved, whatever I do according to what he's showing me to do, then you will see results and there'll be good results. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I know that the Lord told me that we're going to do a healing service. So I said, so what do we do? I mean, I've got Sister Glenda here. I've got all of you here. We've got the Holy Ghost here. What do I do, Lord? He said, bring the word first.
Amen.
Think about it. Jesus brought the word. Then he did the acts of healing and things. Amen. So we're going to bring the word. And I've entitled this, by his stripes, we are healed.
Yeah, that's right.
Say, I am healed. Or are you one of them saying, or am I? Many people are saying, I'm healed, but I'm not sure, or am I? And there's been some kind of teaching. Go with me to 1 Peter. We all know 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2, 24. And we're looking at the Amplified translation. And it says here, Jesus personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to, but he did it, right? Willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice. It was on the cross, was the altar of sacrifice. so that we might die to sin. We might die to sin. Becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin. Amen. Only because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And live for righteousness. Amen. For by his wounds or his stripes, who believe? Amen. That's why I like the Amplified. Who believe are healed. By his stripes on his back, the whipping that he took on his back. If you believe it, in faith, you can receive it and walk in it. Amen. Amen. You can't get anything from God without believing God.
That's right.
Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now, the King James Version says it like this. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Now, I just want to point something out to you very quickly, and this is not my message, but he says, should live unto righteousness. In other words, the healing doesn't come before the righteousness. You get saved, you become made righteous. He makes us righteous. Is that correct? 2 Corinthians 5:21 and many other places, 1 Corinthians 1:30. He makes us righteous, then by whose stripes you are healed. You don't get the healing before the righteousness. Now, he can do that, and he can heal unsaved people, and he'll do that often because that is the dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding. To get them to run to the altar and receive Jesus Christ. But really, as a law for children of God, well, for as a law, and the way he said it, is righteousness comes and then healing comes with it. Because healing and righteousness were attained on the same weekend. He hung on the cross. The same weekend he got whipped on his back. Amen. And so we receive it through the righteousness that is given to us. We now deserve it. We deserve it because of his righteousness on and in us. We don't deserve it because of our good works, our righteousness, our good looks, or anything like that. We get healed because of his righteousness, which affords us and makes us worthy to receive all of his promises. All of the promises of God are yes and amen to them that are saved. Come on. All right. Now, the problem is there are many people that believe that this is talking when he says, by whose stripes you were healed. They believe he's talking about healing for salvation only. There are denominations who regard by his wounds or by his stripes to be spiritually healed from the sickness of sin only. They think by the stripes on my back you're healed, and they think it's from a sickness of the sin that's been in our lives and not physical or mental healing for your body. But let me just tell you this right now. I'm going to make a big statement of truth right here and right now. And this is from the Word of God. We don't get healed in our spirit. We get renewed in our spirit. We get born again. The old man is taken out and the new man is brought in. It's not healed. Because if I got healed, all I'd be is a healed sinner. And God's got many of them. He wanted someone new, a righteous man and woman. So you don't get healed in your spirit. You get made brand spanking new. Amen. You see, it's kind of likened unto in the Old Testament when they had the outer court, the inner court, and the holiest of holies, where the holiest of holies, the priest would bring the sacrifice of a lamb or a goat, and then they'd cover the sin. That was like being healed from the sin for a season, for a year. It would cover the sin. But when Jesus came, he took it away completely, 100%. He removed it. He removed the sin. He didn't just cover the sin. Now, you've got scripture to read that. We've read that and we've seen that. This is, now, listen, let me just say this. I am talking the Word of God, not the Word of your brain. Not the Word of your theology. Not the Word of what pastors and ministers say. Not the Word of someone else's theology. Not the Word of Confucius, Buddha, or Muhammad. I'm not talking any of that nonsense. And I'm not talking about encouraging you with what do they call it when you encourage someone? Motivational speaking. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a Word of God speaker. Because it's only the Word of God that can change a man or a woman. It's not the motivational speaking without the Word. You've got to have the Word of God. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And if your brain can't comprehend what I'm saying here right now, you've got a stronghold, not me, not the Word. Amen. If you think I'm talking nonsense, you've got to study the Word out. Because you might have a stronghold inside of you that teaches you differently. Amen. I'm bringing you the Word of God. Amen. And that's all I bring to this church, because the Word of God has the power to change you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And so we don't get healed in our spirit. We get made brand new. That's why Paul the apostle wrote to the saints at Ephesus, the saints at Galatia. He wrote to the saints and he said, "The saints with me greet you." They went from sinner to saint. Old to new. Receiving Jesus Christ takes the old and gives you the new. So you went from a sinner to a saint. You were made brand spanking new. You went from unrighteous to righteous. Amen. Amen. Even if you don't feel like it and you don't act like it, you did. Yes. Amen. And we don't need to get into too much on that. But 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm trying to stay on task here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's just look at it. He says over here, out of the Passion Translation, he says, "Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ," you see, listen to me. When you are joined together with Christ, the Bible says in Corinthians that the two of you become one spirit. You're enfolded in Christ. Do you know that there are plenty, plenty places where God talks about in Christ? We've been in Christed. We are Christ in Christians. We're in Christ. You've been folded into Christ. The two of your spirits have become one spirit. So you're enfolded in Christ. Listen, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he, that person enfolded in Christ, has become an entirely new creation. Pastor, how can you say it? I'm not saying it. The Word of God is saying it. Amen. Oh, that's a Passion Translation. It says the same thing in King James. Amen. Get rid of your theology now. Yeah. Leave it outside the doors and make sure that you got the correct theology of the Word of God. I don't care which seminary you studied at. I know seminaries where they're not teaching this kind of stuff. He says, yeah, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm no longer that no good, rotten down, filthy sinner I used to be. Oh, I feel like I am still it sometimes, but that's the old man and the lying devil trying to encourage me to be the old man again.
Amen.
Amen. Think about what I'm telling you. I mean, thank God he's done this for us. So watch what he says here. All that is related to the old order has vanished. And then there's a note there. This would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God. Stop it. You think you can only get healed because you please God. No, you get healed because he loves you. If you got sin, put it under the blood and keep moving forward. If I didn't read long enough, I didn't pray long enough, I don't deserve nothing. You don't deserve anything anyway. None of us do. We all deserve to go to hell. But God, through his grace and his mercy and his love, unconditional love, said, "I'm going to do something that no one and nothing can do for you." Amen.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30.